Sagittarius sun signs and Sagittarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for May 2019. And wild pony Sagittarius, it was a time in April for you. You were moving through the hanged man, the hanged being. You were learning to really release this need to kind of mojo and muscle and hang out with the potential uncomfortability of it all, discomfort of it all, whatever that kind of in-between space was, and learn to kind of shift perspective around that and really take care of the body, take care of the physical and energetic body in a kind of in-between state. And the card that's coming through for you in the month of May is the Five of Cups reversed. And before you freak out, if you know anything about tarot, we kind of have this perception that the fives are hard, are difficult. And yes, there are a particular kind of flavor of energy that can feel a little messy, but it's really about appropriating that suit to make it ours. How do we actually learn? How do we actually kind of develop our own ethos around energies? Through experiential learning. And you are the sign, probably arguably more than any other in the zodiac, who can bump up against things and learn truths through that, that you really seek to collide with the topography around you, with situations, in order to divine, you know, to divine what is actually essential to you, what is actually your truth. So in the Suit of Cups, this is all about emotional learning. And it's really about learning to sync up with your emotional instincts. Sometimes you kind of fly into the head a little bit, even though you're a fire sign, and fire signs we think of as instinctive actors on a certain plane, sort of grasping the wholeness of a situation and then flying out into the environment and acting on it. But sometimes you do get a little heady. You sort of get on a particular mental trip about what you think something means. And I really invite you in the month of May to release a little bit of that and allow the emotions to take the lead. You've been in a learning around that this year, and this really amplifies your understanding of that in the month of May, where any kind of shade of emotion that's presenting itself to you can bring you closer to the grain of your instinct. So if you're feeling a certain feeling kind of in your gut that's telling you to step away from a situation or to step toward any of those kinds of hits, those kind of direct bodily instinctual hits, this is a really animalistic month for you to sync up with that and to learn to trust that. And also to learn that you can hang out with whatever's here. You were really in an understanding of that, a mastery with that through the hanged being in April. And now you're really stepping into the sensation that you can accommodate a lot of different shades of emotional experience, and you can create a container to hold them and to just sort of be in that messy room with whatever energy is sort of presenting itself, and to really harness your capacity as a sign that is really keen on adventure, is able to roll the dice, is able to take risk, to actually risk following your own emotional instincts in the month of May. I mean, always really, but this is a great opening for this kind of adjustment in the way that you navigate. So wishing you a really sweet and expansive month of May, and I will speak with you in June.